Gordon Chang, China gets all our data, controls our devices if Huawei gets into our 5G. By Robert Krajicek on February 17, 2020. Integration of Huawei technology in forthcoming 5G networks will enable China to deploy ubiquitous surveillance and control over America and the broader West, warned Gordon Chang, Daily Beast columnist and author of The Coming Collapse of China. In a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. In London and in many other capitals, China has bought the elites, said Chang, referring to some Western political elites' inexplicable decisions to include Huawei technologies in telecommunications infrastructure development, adding, Huawei is used by Beijing to spy. Chang continued, if Huawei is embedded in 5G networks, they'll scoop up the world's data. They'll be able to control the world's devices on the Internet of Things. 5G is where much of the future is determined. And we are very, very, very far behind China. Listen. Retired Air Force Brigadier General Robert Spalding offered a similar warning when explaining how Huawei would be used by China to manipulate and surveil Western populations if partnered with Western telecommunications companies and authorities on 5G network development projects. The ongoing coronavirus outbreak in China reaffirms the rationale behind President Donald Trump's foreign policy goal of decoupling the American and Chinese economies, stated Chang. Trump's efforts over the years, starting in 2017, almost as soon as he took office, to protect American supply chains from dependence on China, are really good, Chang said. The coronavirus epidemic shows the wisdom of President Trump's approach. Chang added, right now, we're seeing container ships leave China 10% full, which is obviously a lot less than normal. The result of this is we are going to move our supply chains out of China, which is absolutely a good thing for a number of reasons. But also we're going to be making stuff much closer to home. This is proximity manufacturing, which now seems to be quite wise. Senator Tom Cotton, RAK, has entertained the possibility of a relationship between the coronavirus's origin and a virology institute in Wuhan, China. Chang indirectly referred to derision of Cotton's considerations from the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, and similar news media outlets as a conspiracy theory. Senator Tom Cotton has taken a lot of flack recently for suggesting that we should still consider the Wuhan Virology Institute as a source for this, Chang said. He's absolutely right. Until we know more, you have to keep all of the scenarios on the table. Right now, we can't rule anything out. Chang then responded to Michael Bloomberg's claim that the Chinese Communist Party enjoys popular consent of its governance from the Chinese people. Xi Jinping is not a dictator, said Bloomberg in September 2019, adding, no government survives without the will of the majority of its people. Michael Bloomberg killed a number of stories critical of the Chinese government and Chinese officials slated for publication by Bloomberg News, noted Chang. Chang remarked, Michael Bloomberg has said, in recent times, some very slavish pro-Beijing statements. He's got to be called to account for that, and I think those statements make him unfit to be president. Because the highest duty of the president is to defend the U.S. against foreign enemies. And we have no greater enemy than China. Calling China as a partner and friend, as Bloomberg does, is just completely inappropriate. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.